The bitter feud between President Dwight D. Eisenhower and Chief Justice Earl Warren framed the tumultuous future of the modern civil rights movement. Eisenhower was a gradualist who wanted to coax white Americans in the South into eventually accepting integration, while Warren, author of the Supreme Court's historic unanimous opinion in Brown versus the Board of Education, demanded immediate action to dismantle the segregation of the public school system. In the new book Eisenhower versus Warren, The Battle for Civil Rights and Liberties, two-time New York Times notable book author James Simon examines the years of strife between them that led Eisenhower to say that his biggest mistake as president was appointing that, quote, dumb son of a bitch Earl Warren. Eisenhower versus Warren brings to life the clash that continues to reverberate in political and constitutional debates today. James Simon is Dean Emeritus at New York Law School. He is the author of 9 books on American history, law, and politics. He has won the American Bar Association's Silver Gavel Award. Again, the name of his new book is Eisenhower versus Warren, The Battle for Civil Rights and Liberties. And it's a great pleasure to welcome James Simon to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Glad to be there.
What brought you to these two men and wanting to inspect and dissect this battle?
Well, they're two of our most revered leaders of the 20th century, and they were dealing, at least in my book, with two very important issues, one racial segregation, the other McCarthyism. And Eisenhower had appointed Warren as Chief Justice, and both had to grapple with those issues, and they came to very different conclusions and approaches to them. And it's a fascinating, I thought, series of issues. And they're two great men of the 20th century, so it was really an irresistible topic for me.
It does seem in the book that you like and respect both men.
I do. I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, Eisenhower was a great military leader. He was actually a very good president. At the time, he didn't get credit for being as great a president as he was. And Warren is seen as one of the great chief justices in our history. So they were both, they're very admirable in many, many ways, and I came to respect them both.
Give us a sense of the beginning of the relationship and how that relationship developed. What was it about Warren that Eisenhower was interested in the first place?
Eisenhower did not know Warren well. They met before the 1952 presidential campaign, in which Warren campaigned for Eisenhower, and indeed at the Republican convention, he really threw his support to Eisenhower, but they didn't know each other well. However, they both were considered moderate Republicans, and so they thought they had a great deal in common. Eisenhower was drawn to several qualities of Warren. One, his integrity. Two, his leadership as governor of California. And three, his experience. He had been a prosecutor, a district attorney, a very successful one, attorney general of his state, and then a three-term governor of California. So he thought that Warren could give the leadership that was needed to the Supreme Court.
When Brown versus Board of Education came out, what was Eisenhower's immediate reaction?
It was very muted. He was, I think, conflicted at the time, and I think he continued to be conflicted. Not that he was for segregation, but he had a lot of sympathy for Southern whites. He had many friends in the South. And, of course, he had been a leader in a segregated military for his whole career. And he was worried that the decision, if it were pushed too hard, would lead to violence in the South and perhaps the closing of the public schools. And to some extent, he was correct in that respect.
So he pretty much kept his mouth shut, which is not something that Warren wanted, right? He wanted more support.
Yes, Warren really thought that Eisenhower, who was very, very popular president, should have put the moral authority of his office and his particular prestige behind the decision. And all that Eisenhower would say was, in press conference after press conference, was, it's the law, it should be obeyed. He did not say, it's the law, it's the right thing to do, and we should see that it is properly enforced.
What do we know about the of actual conversations or conversations with people around these two men that took place?
Well, we know a great deal. I mean, I go into great detail in the book about what went on in the deliberations of the justices of the Supreme Court before the Brown decision came about, and how Warren really brought the court together through really political skill as much as anything else. He had to bring together several members of the court who were from the segregated South, as well as several who were not. And he had to bring together people like Justice Frankfurter and Justice Black, who were very, very bright, really brilliant justices, and others who were not in that category. And he was able to do that. The problem came for Warren with it, and his what turned out to be his antagonism toward Eisenhower, with a dinner he was invited to while the court was deliberating on Brown, in which, according to Warren, he was seated next to the president, but he was very close to John W. Davis, who was arguing the case for the state of South Carolina, arguing to continue segregation. And Warren, according to Warren, Eisenhower praised Davis as a great man, and actually, Warren thought that was inappropriate. They were deliberating on Brown. And then later he took him aside, according to Warren, and told him that, you know, he should be more understanding of the white South, that the parents just didn't want their little girls to go to school with overgrown black boys. And, you know, it was a racist comment, and it was seen by Warren as a racist comment, and he never really forgave, I think, Eisenhower for it. And then when Eisenhower refused to put the moral authority of his office behind Brown, Warren was continued to be very aggravated.
What is so fascinating, and one of the things I really found interesting in the book, is that this is going on, as you mentioned, it's in the age of McCarthy. So you do have this context, which I guess I had never really put together before, as the court is deciding this case, there really is this defense by Warren of the civil liberties of those who were ultimately being persecuted.
Right. Well, it didn't actually. Certainly McCarthyism was going on in 1954 when Brown was decided. Eisenhower just loathed McCarthy, but he refused to denounce him in public. He did not want to give him any publicity, so he simply ignored him in public. But he did try, certainly indirectly and privately, to undermine his authority. Later, Warren and the Warren Court began to uphold the civil liberties of suspected subversives. And by that time, Eisenhower was actually quite critical privately of some of those decisions. And Warren certainly resented that as well.
The title of the book is Eisenhower versus Warren. Was there a winner in your eye?
Well, I think they both will go down as outstanding leaders. I think Eisenhower was a much more successful president than he was given credit for at the time. I think Warren will go down as one of our great chief justices, and in part because his increasing willingness to defend civil rights and liberties, something that these issues of racial discrimination and individual liberties are still with us today, and frankly, I think the country might well benefit from an outspoken court majority doing what the Warren Court did in the 50s and 60s.
Given the age that we are living in now, what do you think we can take away, and what do you hope people take away from this story of these two men?
Well, I think in terms of Eisenhower, he was a moderate Republican leader, and he was a man who certainly believed in balanced budgets, but he was also an internationalist. He believed in strong international alliances. He also believed in Social Security and unions. So he could be a Republican and a middle-of-the-road Republican, which he prided himself on, and he was very good at it. In foreign affairs, he was outstanding also. For Warren, you have someone who believed in fairness and justice truly for all Americans, so that it did not matter the class or the race of the defendant or who was coming before the court. Warren had a strong sense of justice that I think is very important, which was important then and it's important today.
The name of the book is Eisenhower versus Warren, The Battle for Civil Rights and Liberties. It's a great pleasure to have James Simon on the program. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Be well. Again, the name of the book, Eisenhower versus Warren. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.